Pakistan said it would release nearly 100 Indian prisoners in a goodwill gesture as it resumed peace talks with India today for the first time since Islamabad's new civilian government took over after years of military rule. Both neighbor countries want to sustain the slow-moving dialogue started 4 years ago. But analysts warn the instability of the new Pakistan government could further hinder progress. We spoke to the Bishop of Islamabad, Rawalpindi, Anthony Theodore Lobo. He says that there are some that would like to see the peace talks fail.
Every right-thinking person here and abroad feels that that's the right thing to do. It's high time we made peace with one another. Having said that, I think there are vested interests, especially business, those involved in the arms trade, that would like to sabotage the peace talks and see that they don't happen. If by some kind of minor miracle these peace talks succeed and we make a plan to proceed along the road to peace, there are people who want to block the implementation of that plan.